It is time for Kaleidoscope on KDOM, and it's the last Monday of the month, and that means it's our law enforcement update report. Joining us today, Conservation Officer Travis Kane. How are you today?
Good, Steve. How are you?
Good. We appreciate you taking time out.
Yeah, thank you.
Is this a busy time of year for you?
In some ways it is, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, fishing this time of year seems to slow down, but boating and that type of recreational traffic seems to speed up. So
even when the ice is on the lake, you're still busy.
Oh yeah. Yep. There's never a really dull time of year for us.
So yes.
It just rolls from one thing to the next.
Well, it's something different every day.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
All right. So today we're going to spend just a little bit of time maybe talking about some things that everybody should know, but sometimes you kind of forget. You get excited to go play on the water, and you maybe forget some of the rules and regulations that are there for your safety.
That's correct. Yep.
So let's start with life jackets.
Okay.
What are the rules for life jackets?
Yeah. So with life jackets, you have to have a wearable life jacket at least on board with you. On any type of boat, whether it be a canoe, kayak, or a motorized watercraft, for every single person on that boat. And then every kid who's under the age of 10, so 9 and younger, needs to wear that at all times. And then one thing that I've noticed a lot of boats don't have, but it is required if you're in a boat that's 16 feet or longer, unless it's a canoe or a kayak, you have to have that Type 4 throwable as well. That's one thing I run into. A lot of people don't seem to have that. So,
but that is also doesn't count as a life preserver. If you've got five people on the boat and three life jackets and two of those, does that make you legal, or are those in addition? Do they count as a life jacket, I guess?
No, they don't. That's in addition to the wearable life jackets.
Okay.
So, and the life jackets have to be appropriate size for the people on the boat. I mean, if they're ones that are meant for a kid and it's all adults on the boat, that's not appropriate. So, and you keep in mind, the goal isn't, you know, to make you buy more stuff. The goal is to have the proper safety equipment on board in case there is an issue. So,
and even though the law says if you're over 18, you don't have to be wearing it, it's also recommended that you wear it when you're on the boat.
Correct. Yep. I wear one all the time. Anytime I'm on the water, whether it's personal stuff or work stuff, you will always see me having a life jacket on. So even when I'm ice fishing.
Yeah. Well, and I just, you know, we've talked, I think, about ice scares me anyway. So, yeah, it only makes sense.
Yep.
And there's no better way to ruin a day at the lake than not wearing it when you need it.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah, it can go, obviously, it can get deadly very quick. So,
right.
Definitely something you want to have.
And I think one of the other points you brought up about the size makes a lot, and it goes both ways.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got little kids on the boat, an adult life jacket really isn't going to do them any good.
Correct. Yep. If you put a little kid in an adult size life jacket, unless they have the strap that goes between their legs, they're going to just pop right out of it once they hit the water. The life jacket will stay on top and they'll keep going down. So you got to make sure they're appropriate size for who's ever going to be wearing them. And also, I mean, they're not that expensive. You know, change them out every handful of years, because some of them I've seen they're so old, you look at them wrong and they break.
Right.
So obviously you want your equipment to be working at all times, ready to use. So,
well, the purpose of it is you can call it an insurance policy if you want to, but it doesn't do any good if it's not operating correctly.
Correct. Yep. Yeah. So,
all right. So, life jackets, make sure you've got one for everybody in the boat plus a throwable.
Yes. If you're in a boat that's 16 feet or longer.
Okay.
Unless outside of canoes and kayaks.
So. Okay. Very good. So there's also a lot of other rules, especially when it comes to boating.
Yes.
And I don't know if there's some general ones that maybe you see abused more often that we need to be mentioning.
Yeah, I would say there's a few. Navigational lights. Once, you know, sunset to sunrise, you got to have those navigational lights on when you're on the water. You know, they're once again, they're there to keep you safe at night. I mean, boating accidents are infrequent in this area, but they do happen. So it's definitely something you want to have on at night. It's hard to see on a lake. You can't see what's in front of you if you're, you know, moving, if you're under power, and so it's hard to see other boats unless they have their lights on. So it's something you want to definitely have. And then riding on the gunnels of the boat or on the sides of the boat when the boat's under power is also illegal, and that's something I see happening more and more, especially in this part of the Minnesota where people are trolling crankbaits for walleyes and whatnot. There, you know, your kids get bored and they start hanging over the side, and that's not okay. So you're just asking for trouble at that point. So
very, yeah, that's a very good, and again, something that in the moment you don't necessarily think about, but it's pretty important.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Unless there's a fencing type of thing along your gunwale, appropriate enough to keep you in the boat, you can't ride on the gunwales. So,
okay.
But
good to know, and you should know if you have a boat.
That's right.
Yes. All right. Yep. Any other things as far as boating?
You know, when it comes to boating, take a look at the boating guide. I know some things in there might not be as easy to understand, and if you have questions about it, please call me. I would much rather spend an hour on the phone going over boating regulations or any regulations for that matter than spend 10 minutes writing somebody a citation. So
that really isn't your favorite part of the job.
Correct. Yeah. Yes. I would much rather people, you know, everybody just have their ducks in a row and be safe. So
very good. What about fishing? And we all know about licenses.
Yep.
But there's also, you know, depending on the lake sizes and everything else that goes with it that people need to be aware of.
Correct. As of right now, we don't have any lakes around with special regulations, so that helps. They're just regular state regs. I would say the biggest issue that I've come across thus far is people not understanding the length requirements for northern. So in southern Minnesota, you can only have two northerns, and they have to be at least 24 inches long to keep. Other parts of the state, it's different, but down here in Cottonwood County, Jackson County area, they got to be at least 24 inches long before you can keep them.
Is there a maximum?
Nope, there's no maximum.
Okay.
So you can have two of them at 30 inches or whatever, but they got to be at least 24.
Okay.
So, and that's really the only regulation that I see violated a lot, and it's mainly because people just don't know.
So. And the size is what it is, or is it the number?
More so the size.
Okay.
So. The size. People don't understand that they got to be at least 24 inches long. No. So, other than that, fishing regulations, a lot of people have been doing a very good job. So, you know, other parts of the state, there are special regulations, and there, I wouldn't be surprised if in future years we had some of those down here. And that's something I guess guys got to be cognizant of when you go to fish those lakes.
And so. They do change from year to year, too.
Yes.
So, if maybe you haven't been fishing for a few years, it's a very good idea to make sure you get read up on the new rules.
Exactly, yep. Read up on the new rules. Go to the Minnesota DNR Recreational Compass, and you can click on a lake, and it'll tell you if there's special regulations on it or not, as far as motor usage or, you know, crappie or sunfish limits. If there's anything different about it, it'll tell you there. And once again, if you have questions, ask. The phone's on 24 hours a day. I would more than happy to talk to anybody about any type of regulation and go over it. So
you want to throw your number out there?
Yeah, sure. It's my work cell phone number is 507-340-3553.
And it's always better to ask before.
Correct. Yep.
Yes.
So then at least we're on the same page as to what you can and can't do. So
all right. Travis, anything else we need to mention today?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. It's busy time. Like you say, fishing's kind of slowing down, but there's an awful lot of people on the water when it's 100 degrees
out.
Oh,
yeah. Yep. That's for sure.
We need to make sure we're safe.
Yep.
We appreciate you coming in and talking with us today.
Thank you, Steve.
Absolutely. Conservation Officer Travis Kane, and that will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.